Good Wednesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Walmart.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're in day 19 of the government shutdown, and here's where things stand. Democrats don't want a wall, Republicans do. Both agree there's something bad going on at the border. They don't agree what it is, and they don't agree what the solution is. We knew this before the networks gave up 30 minutes of their airtime last night. And here's what you saw. Three coastal politicians reiterating their well-known positions about the current standoff. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the wall was ineffective and unnecessary. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said women and children at the border are not a security threat. They're, quote, a humanitarian challenge.
President Donald Trump called the situation a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul. The president said he wants $5.7 billion for a physical barrier. At the request of Democrats, it will be a steel barrier rather than a concrete wall. That's not exactly the case. A phrase we didn't hear last night, national emergency. This was not an address about a foreign conflict, but the president framed the situation at the southern border as war. Trump said, "How much more American blood must we shed before Congress does its job?" A tipster told us at the Trump Hotel, BLT Steak turned off the music and carried the Trump speech live.
New York Times goes behind the scenes looking at Trump's doubts about his new strategy on the border wall. He told TV anchors at an off-the-record lunch that he did not want to go to Texas Thursday, and the trip was just basically a photo op. His aides, he said, Bill Shine, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Kellyanne Conway, say it's worth going. NBC's Lester Holt said last night he was trying to figure out who the intended audience was. Chuck Todd said it was congressional Republicans.
Here's what the White House should be worried about. As this standoff drags on and on and on, Democrats are going to start to want to insert some of their own immigration policy into legislation to open the government. They're going to get sick of playing the game on Republican territory. People in touch with the president say he has no intention of backing down from $5.7 billion. Meanwhile, our Democratic sources say they can't imagine giving the president anything approaching $5.7 billion.
We keep hearing more and more that White House aides are looking to get out of this mess and declare victory no matter what. The big question, at what point does the White House butt out of this and let Schumer, Pelosi, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cut a deal? Trump said last night this could get done in 45 minutes. But if the White House stayed out, it actually probably could get done in 45 minutes.
Here's what's happening today. House Republicans and Democrats have their weekly party meeting in the Capitol. Pelosi and Schumer are holding a joint press conference at 11 a.m. on Capitol Hill. President Trump is coming to the Capitol to speak to the Senate Republican lunch. He will then have congressional leaders at the White House for a negotiating session at 3 p.m. CNN is reporting on more Republicans, including Senator Lisa Murkowski, calling for an end to the shutdown.
John Harris has a piece in Politico magazine looking at how Trump's primetime address was a radical experiment in conventionality, while Dan Balls wrote in the Washington Post that Trump used the speech to, quote, try and create a sense of crisis in pursuit of an elusive campaign promise. Breaking news from ABC, Rod Rosenstein is expected to leave the Justice Department once a new attorney general is confirmed.
Stephanie Beasley has a look at the impact of the shutdown, reporting that a TSA union president said that some screeners have quit as the shutdown stretches on. Politico also has a piece up on how the White House has reversed course and now says the Agriculture Department will be able to pay food stamps. The Washington Post reports that highway and infrastructure projects have stopped. And I spoke with Nita Lowey, the new chairwoman of the House Appropriations Committee, about the shutdown in the latest Women Rule podcast. Tune in.
The Washington Post has a look at how the U.S. military's withdrawal from Afghanistan is smaller than what Trump wants. Steve Shepard has a look at the latest Politico Morning Consult poll. It found that Trump's announcement of withdrawals and drawdowns in Syria and Afghanistan are popular. Nearly half, 48%, support the withdrawal from Syria, compared to 33% who oppose it. And the planned troop reduction in Afghanistan is even more popular. 56% support bringing troops home.
On the 2020 front, David Siders reports that while Beto O'Rourke is leaning on running in 2020, his silence is becoming awkward in early primary states. And Chris Catalego reports that Kamala Harris has shuttered a state campaign committee and donated the money. And we've got a first in playbook. Donor Watch, a number of the 2020 Democratic hopefuls, are starting to court Democratic mega donor Haim Saban, according to a friend of his. A spokesman for Saban, who was a top Hollywood donor to Hillary Clinton in 2016, declined to say who at this point had reached out to him.
The New York Times reports that Paul Manafort shared political polling data with an associate tied to Russia. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will participate in an anti-human trafficking bill signing ceremony at 11:30 in the Oval Office. He'll leave the White House at 12:45 to head to the Capitol to attend the Senate Republican policy lunch. At 3 p.m., he meets with congressional leaders at the White House. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With over 2 million Americans suffering from opioid addiction, Walmart is taking action to help communities across the country, limiting certain non-chronic prescriptions to a 7-day supply and requiring e-prescriptions for controlled substances by 2020 to help tackle the crisis and save lives. Learn more at walmart.com/prevention.